If you want to be green, start at home, and the best room to begin with is the kitchen. That's according to Tracy Smith, author of The Book of Rubbish Ideas.
Do you know, I love the kitchen. The kitchen is probably the most exciting room to begin with. I mean, we're always in the kitchen. You know, we've perhaps not always got a study or a utility room, but everyone's got a kitchen and they all need to go in and cook. The things I try to encourage people to do in this room are pretty much all related to two things: food and cleaning. Starting with food, we've all got to eat. You know, get your peelings stuck into a little bin so you can take them out to your garden if you've got a garden. If not, you know, you can actually compost in a flat. My friend has got a composting bin in his flat. But lots of places do collections. You know, start by reducing your food waste. Get it into something that will biodegrade nicely, not just chucking it into your steel bin. And obviously, jumping onto things like, well, you're cleaning under the kitchen sink. My kitchen cupboard sink is tiny. There's hardly anything in there. I've got a few things that I use all the time for multi-purposes. So things like salt, lemon, bicarbonate of soda, soda crystals, soap nuts for washing, eco balls. You know, they do lots and lots of great little jobs, and I don't need bottles and bottles to supplement it. For washing things, you know, in the washing machine, I just top up with a little bit of essential oil, my favourite essential oil of the day, whatever that happens to be. But there's no bottles of Jollop. There's definitely no bottles of Jollop. And one of my favourite multi-purpose cleaners is Pierre d'Argent. Do you know, it's a little clay kind of cream. And you can use it on anything, cleaning stains off of blazers, stuff off the carpet. It's absolutely fantastic. So I use that for many, many things.
And moving out of the kitchen into the living room, anything there?
You know, it's a bizarre and broad kind of room, really. And in respect of rubbish, I was thinking of things like, you know, your music, CDs, all that kind of stuff. Lots of people collect them all, and they just collect them as a matter of habit, really, I feel. But maybe try going to the library and swapping your music. Instead of paying 10 or 15 quid for a new CD, go to the library, see what's new there, save yourself some money, and don't collect so much stuff. And then equally, as well, for books, go to the charity shops. You know, maybe go out and buy 10 new books by your favourite authors, but spending 10 and 20 pence at a time is lovely. And then you can go down in 3 or 4 months and swap the whole lot. So you're not collecting lots of books that you've read once, and you're not going to probably read them again. So that's a good one. And also in terms of, well, furniture. I mean, furniture, I don't know what it is. People swap furniture and get rid of it like it's the autumn. I need a new colour. It's quite mad. Give your furniture away. Put it onto like the Free Cycle Network and get new furniture from the Free Cycle Network. You can get some brand new things in there. It won't cost you a penny in the case of Free Cycle. Or get them onto the Furniture Reuse Network. The Furniture Reuse Network is amazing, and it'll give your stuff that's got a perfectly good life in it to a family that's, you know, on hard times. And yeah, it'll do them a really, really good turn. Lots of ways of getting rid of your stuff and getting new stuff without it costing you lots of money and keeping it out of landfill, most importantly.
And if you're lucky enough to have a study, how can you reduce your waste there?
In my study, I've got my little computer, I've got my printer, you know, your peripheral bits and pieces that you you use all the time. It's a difficult room, really. Often you'll end up with electrical cables that just seem to accumulate in this room. Get any electrical gadgets that have eked their way into this room out. Get rid of them. Don't put them into landfill. Use the WE directive. Take them into shops that are recycling electrical goods, or get them to your civic amenity site. Give them to them and they will recycle them properly. They'll dispose of them properly, and you won't have that thing sitting in landfill festering for another 200 years. Obviously, if you've got lots of paper, if you're printing, really do try and do the basic stuff. You know, print on both sides, print in draft as well. Save yourself the printing ink itself. Isn't that supposed to be even more expensive than champagne these days? I don't know, about £1 million a litre. Paper, if you're using excess paper, I mean, I use draft paper for a lot of my stuff. And if I shred it and use it for the rabbits, use it for the chickens, hamsters, packaging. You can use it for all sorts of things. It doesn't even need to leave the house. You can start up your fires. You can put it into your log maker. I love my log maker. It's a fabulous little beast. Lots of things you can do with it, but don't get it into landfill. Certainly do recycle all of your paper.
That's Tracy Smith, author of The Book of Rubbish Ideas, published by Alice Sorday.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.